Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm on a litany with the evening news. First, the headlines. Government denies rumors of Agnipath scheme relaunches Sainik Samman scheme. 8 people killed and 50 injured after 2 compartments of Seldab-bound Kanchenjunga Express derails. Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw says restoration of rail route is top priority. And Union Home Minister Amit Shah chairs high-level meeting to review security situation in Manipur. Now the news in detail. The government has termed a WhatsApp message which claimed that the Agnipath scheme has been relaunched as the Sainik Samman scheme as fake. The message doing rounds claims that the scheme has been relaunched with several changes, including the duty period being extended to 7 years, 60% permanent staff, and increased income. The Press Information Bureau has clarified that no such decision has been taken by the centre. 8 people have been killed and 50 injured after 2 compartments of the Seldab-bound Kanchenjunga Express derailed following a collision with a goods train near New Jalpaiguri Station in West Bengal this morning. Railway sources said a container train overshot the signal and hit the rear portion of the Kanchenjunga Express, which had 2 parcel vans and a guard coach in the rear. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the tragic train accident in Darjeeling, West Bengal. In a social media post, President Murmu said, "The news of the loss of lives due to a train accident in Darjeeling is deeply distressing." The President said her thoughts and prayers are with the bereaved families. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, "The railway accident in West Bengal is saddening." He paid condolences to those who lost their loved ones and prayed that the injured recover at the earliest. He also spoke to the officials and took stock of the situation and said that rescue operations are underway to assist the affected. The Prime Minister also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees for each deceased person's kin and 50,000 rupees for all who were injured in the mishap. Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw rushed to the train mishap spot in West Bengal's Darjeeling district today, hours after a goods train hit the Silchar Kolkata Kanchenjunga Express, killing at least 9 persons. After reaching the accident site close to the Rangapani railway station near New Jalpaiguri, the union minister took stock of the situation and said that a thorough probe will be conducted to find out the reasons behind the lapses. The union minister said that restoration of the route is the top priority now, and a report from the Commissioner of Railway Safety was awaited, which may give some insights into the reasons behind the accident. Meanwhile, the centre has announced an ex gratia of 10 lakh rupees each for the families of those killed in the accident, while 2.5 lakh rupees and 50,000 rupees were announced for those with grievous and minor injuries respectively. Union Home Minister Amit Shah chaired a high-level meeting in New Delhi today to review the security situation in Manipur. Union Home Secretary Ajay Bhalla, Intelligence Bureau Chief Tapan Dekka, Chief of Army Staff General Manoj Pandey, Chief of Army Staff Designate General Upendra Dwivedi, Manipur DGP Rajiv Singh and other senior officers attended the meeting. Union Home Minister Amit Shah on Sunday also chaired a high-level meeting to review security situation in Jammu and Kashmir and preparedness for Amarnath Yatra. Over 2,000 people congregated at Idgah Sharif Dimapur to participate in the Eid-ul-Zuha prayers. Vice President Idgah Committee Abu Tanbir said the prayers were dedicated to fostering peace and harmony among communities globally with a specific focus on India and Nagaland. He said this prayer is specifically conducted to sacrifice animals in the name of the God and share with the needy people. Tanbir expressed gratitude towards the government and the police force for their efforts in maintaining peace and order during the prayer gathering. Participants from various regions of Dimapur observed the day by exchanging greetings, gifts and offering special prayers to God. You're listening to Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release the 17th installment of more than 20,000 crore rupees under Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi, PMKISAN, in Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh tomorrow. The installment will be released to 9 crore 26 lakh beneficiary farmers through direct benefit transfer. So far, more than 11 crore eligible farmer families have received benefits of more than 3 lakh crore rupees under the PMKISAN scheme. During the event, the Prime Minister will also grant certificates to more than 30,000 women from self-help groups such as Krishi Sakhis. National Security Advisor of United States of America, Jake Sullivan, met External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and National Security Advisor Ajit Doval in New Delhi today. After the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar said that a comprehensive discussion was held between both sides on broad range of bilateral, regional and global issues. The minister expressed confidence that India-US strategic partnership will continue to advance strongly. National Security Advisor of USA and his Indian counterpart, Ajit Doval, attended the second annual meeting of Initiative on Critical and Emerging Technologies, ICET. During the meeting, Doval and Sullivan reviewed the entire spectrum of Indo-US strategic ties. President Biden and Prime Minister Modi had earlier announced the U.S.-India Initiative on Critical and Emerging Technology, ICET, in May 2022 to elevate and expand the Strategic Technology Partnership and Defense Industrial Cooperation between the governments, businesses and academic institutions of the two countries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani on the 30th of this month. It will be the 111th episode of the monthly radio program and the first to be aired after Modi's re-election as Prime Minister for the third consecutive term. People can submit your ideas and suggestions for the upcoming program through the toll-free number 1-800-117-800. People can also share their input online via the Narendra Modi app or the MyGov open forum. All suggestions for the upcoming episode will be accepted till 28th of this month. Prasar Bharati New Delhi has invited applications from experienced and dynamic persons for engagement of various posts on full-time contract basis based at Doordarshan Kohima. The vacancies include 8 posts of technical assistant, 4 posts each of videographer, broadcast executive, video post production assistant, technical assistant and 2 each of creative editor and set arranger, while 2 posts of technical assistant on full-time contract basis based at Akashvani Kohima. For more details, interested candidates may log in to the website prasarbharati.gov.in and click vacancies. Nagaland will likely witness isolated heavy to very heavy rainfall over the next 2 days. Indian Meteorological Department informed that this could cause landslides, mudslides and localized flooding of roads, water logging in low-lying areas and closure of underpasses mainly in urban areas. Meanwhile, Kohima will have generally cloudy sky with 1 or 2 spells of rain or thunder showers over the next 4 days. And now to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Government denies rumors of Agnipath scheme relaunch as Sainik Samman scheme. 8 people killed and 50 injured after 2 compartments of Selda-bound Kanchenjunga Express derails. Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw says restoration of rail route is top priority. And Union Home Minister Amit Shah chairs high-level meeting to review security situation in Manipur. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a pleasant night.